With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. 30 extra CCTV cameras for Grand Cayman. Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta told MPs in Parliament this is part of a targeted expansion of the program to, quote, strengthen community safety, enhance situational awareness, and ensure more equitable public safety coverage across the districts.
A gap in coverage in the eastern districts was identified, particularly in areas experiencing increased traffic movement, community activity, and evolving public safety risks.
This expansion involves the installation of 30 new CCTV cameras across strategically identified locations in Bodentown and Northside.
On the 1st of April 2026, Cabinet therefore approved the transfer of appropriations in the amount of $165,000 by reducing EA-168 infrastructure and development and increasing EI-93, Minister of District Administration and Home Affairs, to facilitate this expansion. This reallocation has no adverse impact on the government's overall financial position.
Minister DaCosta stressed this reflects his administration's ongoing commitment to, quote, modernize and strengthen Cayman's national security infrastructure. Over in the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure, MPs hear about $2 million that's been shuffled and an additional $2 million in funding approved by Cabinet. Pulling from four different line items, Cabinet greenlit the reallocation of $203,000 to major roadworks, $1.1 million for the Central Scranton Park project, and just over $700,000 to cover land purchases.
This reallocation is for existing funds. It does not increase the overall budget, and the reallocation addresses the immediate funding requirements for the priority road works, the Central Scranton Park project, and approved land acquisitions.
$150,000 in extra funding was approved to the budget for independent public complaints and information rights. Money, the Honorable Jay Ebank says, is needed to address, quote, excess legal costs incurred by the Office of the Ombudsman in the 2025 appropriation year.
Mr. Speaker, the legal costs across the two substantial litigation matters, which could not reasonably have been anticipated when budget was enacted. These matters are of public importance and related to the Office of Statutory Responsibility.
Finally, Mr. Ebanks told MPs Cabinet has also approved additional funding of $884,000 to support, quote, urgent operation and delivery requirements.
Mr. Speaker, the funding supports the three priority areas. First, a trial park ranger program to improve the oversight, cleanliness, safety, and the use of the public recreation spaces. Second, the staffing support for housing repairs, including the work under the Grand Cayman Housing Repairs Assistant Program. And third, the additional project management capacity to support the delivery of the ministry projects and reduce the pressure on existing operational resources.
And in other news, Cayman has a new tourism ambassador. Ariana Chin from Cayman Prep took first place at the 2026 Tourism Ambassador Speak-Off Competition, presenting innovative ideas for multi-generational travel.
Multi-generational travel can often feel like a chaotic family group chat, where everyone is standing and grandma's not even in it, but for some reason, she's still making all of the decisions. To settle this chaos, I propose we improve the multi-generational experience in Cayman through culture, accessibility, and technology.
Director of Tourism Rosa Harris says the all-female competition was impressive.
They're in the top 10%. They are all winners, and their presentation showed just that. The depth of knowledge and research on tourism, the courage to make very strong recommendations on how we build on the tourism product. This program proves every year that we have to have everyone involved in tourism and consider everyone's perspective.
As Tourism Ambassador, Ariana Chin will represent the Cayman Islands at the Regional Youth Congress in Guyana this October and participate in a two-week hospitality program in Switzerland. Second place went to Nyla Christian, third, Jada Lee Smith, and Michaela Powell rounded out with fourth. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Washington is awaiting a response from Iran to its latest proposals to end the war, launched by the US and Israel in February. Tehran says it's reviewing the offer. The Iranian president, Masoud Pezeshkian, said Iran needed guarantees that hostile actions would not be repeated. The chief executive of the Danish shipping giant Maersk says it's passing on the huge rising costs due to the war in Iran to customers. Vincent Clegg said the surge in energy prices was costing an extra $500 million a month. Police in Australia say three women linked to the jihadist group Islamic State have been arrested on arrival in the country. The three Australian citizens had spent years in a Syrian detention camp and returned to Australia accompanied by several of their children. Vigils are being held across Australia to remember a 5-year-old Aboriginal girl who was murdered last month. A man has been charged with her murder. That's the latest world news from the BBC.